Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Deliverance with Bishop Robert Page. This is a Christian broadcast dedicated to teaching and preaching messages from the Bible. You will be blessed as we discuss topics such as salvation, healing, deliverance, miracles, heaven, hell, and the kingdom of God. We want you to know that God loves you. Jesus died for you, and the Holy Spirit will comfort you. Be blessed by today's broadcast. Now, here is Bishop Robert Page.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, and welcome to the Voice of Deliverance. I'm so honored and blessed that you join me today. And as always, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. So today is a wonderful day and a wonderful time that we can be in the presence of the Lord. And God is so good, and He's worthy to be praised. And today we're going to talk about the love of God. And so many people don't understand that God loves you. And that God loves us. The Bible declares in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's a very familiar scripture, and I'm sure many people have seen it on signs and scriptures, readings, but do you really understand what that means? And so many people throw that scripture out and don't really have a clear knowledge of what that means. And yes, it's clear and simple, but what does it mean? What does it mean that God so loved the world? Does that mean the planet, the world? No, he doesn't mean the planet. He means the people that God created. Does that mean only the ones that are saved? And no, it means the people that God created, the entire human race. God loves everybody. That means you, me, your brother and your sister, all those who are his creation. And so God did something so wonderful and so powerful over 2,000 years ago. He sent his only begotten Son to the earth to die for us and to die not only on a cross, but he died a brutal death. And some people think, well, you know, why would God send his only Son to be punished on the earth and then die? Isn't that inhumane? Well, truthfully, it is the love of God that allowed him to do that. The Bible also declares that there's no greater love that a man would lay down his life for a friend. So Jesus is considered our friend. And so Jesus laid down his life. It was his decision to lay down his life and to sacrifice himself and to allow himself to be a sacrificial offering to God on our behalf. And why would Jesus do that? Because he wanted us to have a right to the tree of life and to have the access, the same access that Jesus has to be in the presence of God forever. And so, yes, we have access to God while we're here, we're on earth. But when we die, our sins have been forgiven, and we will have the ability to go directly to God's presence and to be with Him for eternity. I've done several broadcasts where we've discussed heaven and hell, and the fact that many people don't understand what happens to us when we die. And so I've gone to many funerals where people have said, you know, well, they're in a better place now. Well, if I knew for a fact that that person was saved and walking with the Lord, then I could honestly say that they're in a better place. But there were some people who I went to funeral with that I did not know they were truly saved or not. And some people I really, you know, thought that they really lived a wild lifestyle where it would have really been a miracle if they made it to heaven. But there's only one way that we can truly make it into heaven, and that's by knowing God through the Son of God. We have to believe in our heart. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, that you will be saved. That's the only way that you can make it into heaven. That's Romans chapter 10. And we need to know that when we leave this earth, that you're going to go to be with God. And you can be there for eternity. There's only two places that we can go when we leave here. It's either heaven or hell. And many people don't talk about that anymore. Many churches don't talk about that. And that's a shame that we can go to church, we can go online to church, and never hear a message like this, that there's only two destinations when we leave here. It's either heaven or hell. And the Bible says to declare, to make a decision, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And that means, based on who you're going to serve, are you going to serve the Lord or are you going to serve the devil? Based on that decision will determine where you're going to go when you leave here. Are you going to go to heaven or are you going to go to hell? Some people don't believe in hell. Some people only believe in heaven. And some people say, I've heard them say, well, you know, why would a loving God send anyone to hell? Well, that's not his decision. God does not choose to send anyone to hell. So the truth of the matter is, we make that decision by denying God's only Son, his sacrifice that he made for us. When you deny his Son, Jesus, you automatically choose the opposite. The opposite destination, which is hell. Jesus represents heaven. The devil represents hell. And based on the lifestyle that you choose to live, if you don't make a decision, change, and to live for the Lord, the truth of the matter is we're going to end up in hell. I'd rather live a lifestyle where I know that, and not only I know, that my family knows, and those around me know, that Robert Page lived a life. They knew when I pass away that I'm going directly into the presence of the Lord. And that they will see me again. Now, if I don't live a lifestyle where people will say, Robert Page was saved, you know, I believe that it would not only discourage my family, but it would draw others away from the cross. And I want to know today that my lifestyle is a mirror of heaven. It's going to, it will allow someone to say, based on Bishop Page's lifestyle and what I've seen him, the way I've seen him live, I know he's saved, and I want to live like he lives so I can get to where he's going. And follow me as I follow Christ. And so I believe that there are actually people who are following Christ because they've seen me follow Christ. And if you follow me, then you're gonna get to the same destination I'm going to. I'm heaven bound. And I hope that you're heaven bound too. I'm calling for those who are listening today to make a decision to be heaven bound. And so we have to make a decision. Are we going to choose the Lord? Are we going to choose the world? This world is not my home. The more I live here, the more I don't want to be here. I want to be here to do what God's called me to do and then go home. You know, I miss my parents every day. I miss the loved ones that have gone away and gone home. And I think about when they were growing older and they were talking about the fact that they didn't want to be here any longer. And I can understand what they meant now. I understand what they were referring to. They had grown tired and weary of this world. And today I understand that there is a greater glory, a greater place that God has for us, a home, a place where we can call home forever and forever and ever. And there's so much confusion about what heaven is. And there's so much spiritualism and so much deceitfulness of what heaven really, really is. There's only one way to get there. And I've heard so many movie stars and people on TV say, you know, there's more than one way to God. And that's absolutely not true. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to the Father. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me. He has said he is the door. And he said, if any man knocks, that he would open the door and allow us to come in. So today, God is presenting to us the door of opportunity. Will you come in? And I think that this is a wonderful time to make the decision to call heaven our home. You know, there are so many people that are looking to build heaven right here on earth. And I used to listen to a song years ago, and the song said, "Heaven is a place on earth." And no, that's not true. Many people are trying to make heaven earth their heaven, and that's far from. People are looking to have riches and gold right here on earth, and that's fine. But we have to realize that these things are only temporary on earth. And God has given us so much more to go home to. And so today I want you to realize that God has a destiny for you, place prepared for you. When you leave this place, when you leave here on earth, He has a place. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a home for you." And Jesus also told the disciples, He said, "I am going to prepare a place for you." And the disciples wanted to know, "Hey, we want to go too." And He said, "No, you know, it wasn't their time yet." And so for some of you, it's not your time yet, but it's the time right now to make a decision that you are going to be heaven bound. I made my decision many years ago that I'm going to be heaven bound. This earth suit I'm wearing, my earthly body, will fall off and die one day. And when that happens, my spirit will instantly go to be with the Father, to be in the presence of the Lord. And you can have that same opportunity. And I want to invite you today to make Jesus your Lord and your Savior. I hope my sons are listening today, and my daughters from all over the world. And I want you to take this same message to your church and to tell the people that you must be saved. And we cannot continue seeking this world. Jesus said that, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto us." Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, you can have everlasting life today if you trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, make that decision. Make heaven your home today. Choose to dedicate your life to the Lord Jesus. And after you've done that, after you've believed on Him, then follow Him and make sure that you follow His teachings. Read the Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and learn how to be a man of God or a woman of God. Don't live any old way. and then hope that you're still going to get into heaven. No, you have to live right. You have to live holy and righteous. Only the righteous will see God. So, I thank God for you, you and you today. And I want you to know that I love you and that God loves you. And trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. So today, I love you, and I want you to know that God loves you too. You have a Father in heaven who loves you more than anything. He loves you so much, sacrificed His own Son to have you, so that you can be His Son as well. Amen. God love you. I love you. And I want you to pray with me right now. Those of you who are coming to the Lord right now, it's time to make a decision today that you are going to make heaven your home. So today, we're going to pray, and I want you to pray this prayer with me and mean it in your heart. Father, I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to the earth to die for me. I believe that Jesus is your Son, and that He died on the cross that I might have a right to the tree of life. Jesus, forgive me for all of my sins. Wash me of all of my unrighteousness. Thank you for your blood. I choose this day to make you Jesus, the head of my life. I want to live for you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. If you've prayed that prayer, you have been born again. God bless you. I'll see you the next time on The Voice of Deliverance. Kingdom blessings. God bless you. Until next time, this is Bishop Page saying so long.